Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Your daily friendly reminder, the Carriker Chronicles football camp this summer, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Where? Lincoln. Direct location, LYF Lincoln Youth Football Field. Learn more at CarrikerChronicles.com. The camp that is for the kids. All right. We'll feature Eric Crouch, Amon Green, Zach Wieger, Kenny Wilhite, and yours. Truly, autographs included, t-shirts included. Camp is for K through 8th graders, boys and girls. Again, learn more and or register at CarrikerChronicles.com. We will be donating a portion of the proceeds to at-risk youth here locally in Nebraska. Had a great conversation with someone recently about that, and also abroad to help build schools for kids who unfortunately just do not have them right now. All right, the 7-on-7 showcase event will bring top talent to Nebraska, Abdul Muhammad, who I've seen like a ton of weekends in a row. He's big into track in Omaha. My daughter's big into club track, so I run into him like every weekend, so it's always good. I actually got to meet him for the first time and then actually get to see him a couple times in a row. You know, the past two track meets I've been to, there have been 7 former Huskers at each of the past two track meets. Let's see if I can name them all. Des Moines Adams, Niles Paul, okay, who I was a teammate with in D.C.
Yeah.
He actually was doing the burgers and whatnot. And I was like, man, that looks like Niles, but I wasn't sure. And I was walking by and he goes, hey, Carriker. I was like, yeah, that's Niles. Yeah. I went over and chatted. I hadn't seen him in like, oh God, it'd been like 8-10 years since we played in D.C. together. Trevor Johnson, who I hadn't seen since I played with him in St. Louis. All right. And then I was his backup here at Nebraska. He was a junior senior and I was a freshman and a redshirt freshman. So we chatted. Our daughters actually raced against each other in a particular race, but man, I hadn't seen him in years. So Trevor, Des Moines, Niles, Abdul, Ben Zajcek started talking trash to me out of nowhere. He doesn't even look the same. All I saw was this guy with a ridiculous beard, glass, sunglasses, and a hat pulled down too far, yelling at me to get out of the way. And I wasn't in the way. And he just was being belligerent with it. I didn't recognize him at all. So I gave him like the dirtiest look under God's hot sun. Finally, Troy Hasselbrook, another one, walks over. He goes, you don't recognize who that is, dude. I'm like, no. He goes, that's Ben Zajcek. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? He doesn't even look the same at all. So anyways, Ben comes over and we start yucking it up. So Troy, Ben, there's somebody I'm going to forget because it's been a ton of different guys. Abdul, obviously. So it's been kind of cool. Like, since coming back here in June, I randomly run into people I haven't seen in 17, 18 years. And then I get to see them more often. We get, our kids are now playing sports together. Our kids are now competing against each other. We get to hang out together. A couple of them are actually now coaching some of my kids, which is, I would have never imagined this particular individual coaching one of my kids in yesteryear when we were playing together. So it's kind of cool. Abdul Muhammad said, it's a beautiful thing, talking about the 7-on-7 showcase. All right. It's an incredible list of teams coming to the university. It can't get here fast enough, he said. All right. Let's see. What he loves the most is the opportunity for the 7-on-7 circuit. And it provides athletes that are close to him as well. He's obviously doing big things there in Omaha with a lot of local athletes too. He can also tell you how sharp those associated with Husker football are to have Memorial Stadium as a setting to an open to the public showcase tournament on June 6th. It's expected. I'm going to slow down for this. It's expected to have about 50 players rated as 4 stars or higher coming in for the event.
Oh, man.
He said, man, it's a beautiful thing that Nebraska is kind of spearheading this movement. All right. You're going to start seeing this all over the place. Again, people are going to copycat Nebraska, but that Nebraska has started something special, bringing all these talented teams, players, and coaches into the state for kids to be seen by the university and just to have some fun playing each other. Now, there have been at least seven on seven events going for a while, but to have this many elite players at one college, at the same time, no one has ever done that. End quote. That's what Abdul said. All right, the battle at the Boneyard. 7-on-7 championship showcase sponsored by Adidas. All right, is obviously a big recruiting tool for Nebraska. Like we talked about earlier in the first hour of the show, just getting people to Nebraska, getting them to Lincoln. Once they're here, they see things differently sometimes, insanely positively, and very few of them will walk away without a huge positive impact being made, especially recruiting-wise. Trey Taylor is here, and he is peer recruiting as much as he possibly can. So this is as much, let's be honest, as much about recruiting as it is anything. The 7-on-7 and the championship is phenomenal. The chance to compete against the best of the best from across the country in Lincoln, Nebraska is the most important part of that sentence, in my humble opinion. And it's a revolutionary idea that's never been done quite like this before. And I love Matt Rhule and his staff for being ahead of the curve on this. What are your thoughts there, Jackson?
I mean, this is only good for the university to get these guys out here in Lincoln. Like, you get all these kids who might not have even considered coming here. Now they get to be on here. Husker Nation, show out. Like, it's a free event. Mm-hmm. It's free for a reason. I mean, come on.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
They want you to show up. Show these kids what it's like to wear the scarlet and cream. They're playing in Memorial Stadium. You get to go and you get to see the new field, which is a great thing. Go and show them what it's like to be a Husker. Go and show them why we're the number one fan base in college sports.
You like the red end zones?
I actually do.
I do too.
Because I know people they use the argument with the Purdue thing where the kid stepped outside. Yeah. Like, if it's red,
yep.
There's a white line. Look at it.
Like, what? There's a white line?
They blame the field.
Where is it?
Like, come
Where's
on.
The white line? I don't see it.
Like,
it's around the red.
Like black on white or white on black and red on white, whatever. It's fine. I actually think it looks great. My only concern with that was I thought we were going to grass in a couple years.
I have been asked about that.
So I was just a little confused why I spend the money on new turf. But whatever. It's all right.
I've been asked about why no grass as well. Here's what I'll tell you. Because we thought about putting turf in where we live.
Okay.
Anytime you see a full turf football field, it's easily $1 million.
No, yeah, it is
at least
so much money. I mean,
at least
that was my, and I don't know if I've even talked about this, but my first ever job down in Florida was working artificial turf. I laid artificial turf for a company. So I know what it's like, and I know, like, I've done jobs before where I'm doing somebody's backyard in Florida that just doesn't want to mow their lawn anymore in their backyard, and they have a whole pool, and that I know is egregiously expensive. So football field's the base is in the seven figures. Like, it's crazy.
My first ever job at Nebraska, the summer going into my true freshman year, which I ended up redshirting, was with the grounds crew at the stadium.
Yeah, okay.
This is back when the old pit still existed. I love it when players who played back then hear pit, they get excited. Some newer faces, so to speak, may not be as familiar with that. That's where the real games were won and lost, was in the trenches, in the pit, O-line, D-line, working on their craft, and then, I'm going to be honest, battling it out with each other as well. It was called the pit. But that was actually my first job, and everything over there, there was a softball field where the Hawk Center now is, used to be a big old softball field.
I think I knew that.
There was other football fields. There was just the Cook as far as the indoor. There was no Hawk Center at that point in time. I laid lines for the softball field. I laid lines. I think there was a soccer field. I was in charge. It wasn't just me, but I was supposed to help be in charge of taking care of those. And then Norse Stadium, you got to keep in mind, it's like 20 years ago. They needed all new bleachers, and you could slide them off, and then you'd slide new ones on. Huh. My entire summer going into my sophomore year, so my true freshman year, my redshirt year, then my sophomore. So 2 years later, it was my job to do that in the Norse Stadium. So I spent the entire summer. I'm not going to say I worked at some speedily pace, so maybe I could have done it quicker. But I knew it was my job, and I knew I had the whole summer to do it, and it was freaking hot. Those stadium seats are hot. If anybody sat on them, a lot of people do, obviously. But that was my job, to take the old ones off, slide the new ones on, and so I did that all summer. So I don't know. I always kind of took a little bit of extra pride. Not that I was a grounds crew guy or I made some big impact, but you know, I always took a little bit extra pride just kind of in those areas, because at one point in time in yesteryear, I was in charge of taking care of at least some of those.
Yeah.
Things. Not a bad first job. All right. Let's see here. Abdul, or no, this is Rule. In a recent interview on Husker Radio's network about the upcoming event, Rule emphasized, we, as a city, state, fan base, and athletic department, can help bring in the swagger that we want, the attention that we want to the brand nationally. Added the coach, I think it's going to be a pivotal moment for us. I agree. The way he wants to recruit, in his mind, I guarantee he's like, how do we get more people to Lincoln? Because we want to recruit the best from across the country. How do we get them here? Bam, this event. And this
exactly.
is a phenomenal, ahead of the curve way to do things. Other teams are going to knock it off. You can't stop that. Okay. Maybe we can patent it. We can't, but what if we could? That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, that'd be, oh, man.
All right. Let's see. Coach Rule is very big on getting kids to Lincoln. To see, it's nothing like they can imagine. And definitely, I can speak to that. Said, this is back to Abdul Muhammad, the native of Compton, California. I don't know if most people knew that. And he's been in Omaha for years, ever since he played. Because before I got to the university, even though I was a big-time Husker fan, watched all the games that came on TV, what I imagined was nothing like when I showed up. I'm thinking it's a school surrounded by nothing but corn and farms, no city life. End quote. That was Abdul. Now, he goes on to talk about, I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but he goes on to talk about once he got here, he saw it in a whole different light. He's fell in love with it. And again, he didn't just play here, help win a national title in 94. He's been here for 31 years since, doing football, doing track, doing these things, living in Omaha. So obviously he loves it here and he can speak firsthand to this. So the 7-on-7 showcase event's going to be a big deal, and hopefully it makes a gigantic impact on our recruiting. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.